Okay, you have to hear this. I am standing on what might be the most beautiful runway I have ever set foot on in my life, and I'm not being dramatic. I mean that literally. I looked down when I climbed out of the airplane and I thought, wait, is this grass or is this a pudding green? This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check. And today, let me take you to a place in the upstate of South Carolina that shouldn't exist. But it does, and once you fly in here one time, you will spend the rest of your flying life trying to find a reason to come back. We are at Triple Tree Aerodrome, little town called Woodruff, tucked in between Greenville and Spartanburg. And I want you to picture this with me, 7,000 feet of grass. 7,000, that is longer than the paved runway at a lot of regional airports. And it is not rough pasture, it is not a bumpy hayfield with a windsock stuck in it. It is mowed, rolled, crowned in the middle so the water sheds off, manicured to a height you could measure with a ruler. People who have been here for years still say the same thing when they touch down. It feels like landing on carpet. I taxied in behind a Piper Cub and a beautiful old Stinson, and the wheels are just whispering across this turf, and I'm grinning like an idiot in the cockpit. You roll out, and there is not a single seam, not a single expansion joint, no centerline paint, just green running out ahead of you toward a tree line with a lake off to one side glittering in the morning sun. Let me back up and tell you how this happened, because this is a human story before it is anything else. Before we go further, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. And honestly, a place like this, a first landing on grass like this, that is exactly the kind of milestone I'm talking about.
So, the man behind all of this was named Pat Rossi. But nobody called him Pat. Everybody called him Pappy. Pappy Rossi flew in World War II. He was a fighter pilot. And after the war, he spent a career in the airlines, and the whole time, this man carried a dream. He wanted to build the perfect grass runway. Not a good one, the perfect one. And when he retired, he went out and he bought the land. Something like 400 acres of rolling South Carolina countryside, and he started building. And here's the part that gets me. He didn't just grade a strip and throw some seed down and call it finished. Pappy treated that runway like it was a golf course, and he was the greenskeeper, special grass, precise mowing. He crowned it so rain would run off and it would never get soggy. He obsessed over it. For years, this was a labor of love that took the back half of a man's life, and the name Triple Tree. There were three trees out there on the property that Pappy loved, and that's where the whole thing gets its name. Three trees. Now, here's what a lot of guys would have done with a private paradise like this. They would have put up a gate and a big sign that says keep out and enjoyed it alone. Pappy did the opposite. He opened it up. He wanted other pilots to feel what he felt. And that spirit, that generosity, is baked into every blade of grass out here, because Triple Tree today is a nonprofit. It is run by volunteers. And the whole point of the place is to share it. Let me take you on a walk. You fly in and you land on that carpet and you taxi up to a parking area, and here's the magic of a place like this. You shut down, you tie down right there in the grass, and then you pull your camping gear out of the baggage compartment and you set up right under the wing. That's it. That's the hotel. Your airplane is your tent stake. You're sleeping next to your airplane under the stars in the South Carolina night, and in the morning the dew is on the wing and there's coffee somewhere and somebody's already got a cub warmed up.
You have to see this at night. The airplanes are lined up in rows in the grass, wingtip to wingtip, all these tail draggers and antiques and home builds. And there are little tents and camp chairs tucked in beside every one of them. Campfires, string lights, and the conversations. Oh, the conversations. You cannot walk 20 feet without somebody waving you over to look at their airplane and tell you the whole story of how they found it and what they had to rebuild and how long it took. That's the thing about Triple Tree. It is not really about the runway, as unbelievable as the runway is. It is about the people who show up. And they show up in enormous numbers for one event in particular. This place is home to one of the largest radio control model airplane fly-ins in the entire world. I am not kidding. Thousands of RC pilots descend on this field, and they bring model airplanes that will make your jaw drop. We are not talking about little foam toys from a hobby shop. We are talking about scale models with wingspans wider than my arms can reach. Giant scale warbirds, jets with actual little turbine engines screaming down that grass, and the craftsmanship on these things is museum quality. I watched a guy fly a model of a P-51 Mustang that he built by hand, and it does a low pass down that 7,000 feet of grass, and I swear it looks exactly like the real thing until it taxis up and it comes up to your knee. The detail, every rivet, every panel line, little pilot figure in the cockpit, These people are artists. And then on the full scale side, Tripletree hosts a gathering every year where the real airplanes fly in by the hundreds. Cubs and Champs and Stearmans and Wacos, Warbirds, Homebuilds, every kind of flying machine you can imagine, all parked out on that green all week long. It is a pilgrimage. People plan their whole flying year around it. Let me tell you about a couple I met on the ramp this morning, because this is the human story I came here to find.
They flew in together, husband and wife, and they've got an old fabric airplane, bright yellow, restored to within an inch of its life, and I asked them how long they'd been coming to Tripletree. And the wife looks at me and she says, "This is where we had our first date. He flew her in here years ago, camped under the wing, and she told me she knew right then, and now they come back every single year. Same weekend, same spot in the grass. And they set up their little camp and they just sit and watch the airplanes come in over the trees. That's it. That's the whole magic. That is what Pappy built. Now let me talk to you pilots for a second, because I know some of you are already reaching for your sectional chart. Flying into a grass strip like this is a joy, but it is a skill, and you want to be honest with yourself and your airplane before you point the nose at Woodruff. Grass is a soft field. That means soft field technique. You want to keep weight off that nose wheel or that tail wheel. Hold it off. Let the airplane settle onto the turf nice and easy. And you want to know the condition of the surface before you go, because grass changes. Tripletree keeps theirs immaculate, but you always, always check. Call ahead. Get the current conditions. Know the field elevation and run your density altitude numbers, especially on a hot, humid Carolina afternoon, because grass plus heat plus a heavy airplane is a longer takeoff roll than you think. 7,000 feet gives you a lot of room to be smooth. Use it, fly the whole airplane all the way through the rollout, and soak it in, because you will not find grass like this many other places on Earth.
Where do you eat? Well, at the big events, the volunteers run the whole thing, and there's food on the field, and there's that campfire culture I told you about, where somebody's always cooking something and offering you a plate. This is not a $100 hamburger stop with a diner at the end of the taxiway. This is a destination. You come here to stay a while. You come here to camp and to meet people and to sit in a lawn chair at sunset and watch a cub float down onto grass so smooth it looks fake. And the FBO, if you can even call it that, is really the spirit of the volunteers who keep this place alive. Because remember, Pappy Rossi passed away back in 2015. But the field did not close when he left us. Just the opposite. The people he inspired picked it up and they carried it forward. And they mow that grass and they roll that runway and they host those events. Also, the next pilot who has never landed on turf before can taxi in, shut down, look at the ground and say the exact thing I said this morning. Wait, is this real? It's real. It is very real. And it exists because one man spent his whole life chasing a simple, beautiful idea that the perfect runway ought to be made of grass and that it ought to be shared. My thanks to the Tripletree Aerodrome Foundation and the volunteers who keep the field alive, and to the reporting on backcountry and grass field flying from the folks at AOPA and the Experimental Aircraft Association who have documented this special place over the years. You can find us at radiohanger.com, and if you take one thing from me today, let it be this: go find some grass, learn to land on it, and then point your airplane at Woodruff, South Carolina, and go see what Pappy built. I'll see you out on the ramp.